You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Monday, June 9th, 2021. I apologize for missing yesterday's podcast. I usually try to get one on Sunday, but I was too busy yesterday. It's really been a crazy week, and I was mostly a good boy. Hopefully you had a good weekend as well. Most of it had to do with the website. I was really kind of consumed by several simultaneous stories that were kind of breaking around me in behind the scenes. This is all behind the scenes for the most part. But it seems that lately I have been really meeting up with some very incredible apex alphas, most likely. I guess I would probably consider them to be apex alphas. At least two of them are. But I met four truly remarkable alphas this weekend and started to learn something about their stories, which those stories will be coming to the website shortly. I've just been really, really busy with work. I've been searching for a new car and everything else. So it's just been kind of crazy. But I'm going to get those posts up soon. Plus, I've been arranging a couple of interviews for the podcast. One, you're definitely going to like one of them for sure, okay? I'm not going to say who it is, but we are going to get a podcast interview done. The other name is a really big name. I think you guys are going to be kind of shocked if you know anything about the porn industry. You're going to be shocked at this name here. He is incredible. We're kind of in negotiations to do something together. So we'll see what happens. But things keep moving forward. So I have not gotten the bracelets in yet. They are in Chicago, I think, at this point. So they're close, getting closer. They're in transit. So hang tight, okay? I've gotten a lot of good feedback about the Unequals bracelet too, by the way. I mean, I think I would have maybe designed something a little different for the design of it, but we kind of needed something that would be the least conspicuous, I guess. So, but if people are wearing it, you know, and it causes conversation, I think that's my main goal, you know. Topic of today. Well, you know, I published a letter that was written to me by a faggot named Vinny, and that topic that he kind of embodied there in that letter about coming to understand hierarchy just now in his life as a, I guess he's probably, you know, I don't think he told me his actual age, but he's probably 50 years old. And his letter was a very, very appreciative, very complimentary letter to me personally about the website and the message about hierarchy. He had gone his entire life up until this point without really understanding his place in hierarchy. And he related an experience that he had 30 years ago where he was on the job and an alpha male started harassing him, basically, kind of singled Vinny out. Vinny was a skinny, you know, little guy, and this was a big, muscular alpha male. And he started picking on Vinny, and at one point, he cornered Vinny in the bathroom and, you know, started making comments about, you know, why are you so small? Why are you so, you know, so it made him feel vulnerable, you know, and uncomfortable. And so Vinny, in a huff, you know, ran from that situation and demanded a transfer to get away from this alpha. Why did he do that? Well, because he didn't understand his purpose. And so he viewed it as an attack. And that incident from 30 years ago has bothered Vinny for 30 years because he didn't understand why that happened. What were the motivating factors behind that? It was a pivotal moment in Vinny's life, and he couldn't figure out why. And it bothered him for 30 years. Now, it didn't stop Vinny from, you know, having a life, okay? He actually was in a relationship with an alpha male who didn't really... you know, he didn't outwardly say he was an alpha male. He just acted like an alpha male, right? And Vinny was his faggot, essentially. But there were no words to it. There was no understanding of hierarchy or place or anything like that. And they've been together this entire time. They're still together today. They got married. They're basically husband and fag wife, so to speak. And, but... this incident from years and years ago bothered Vinny this entire time until he came to the website and he read the message about hierarchy. And like so many other people who have come to this website, fagsworshipalphas.com, folks, who've come to the website and started to read this stuff for the first time, the light bulb moment, the light goes on, and suddenly all the pieces snap right into place. And that happened for Vinny. And he was so overwhelmed by that, and he was overjoyed that he finally understood what was going on, why that alpha made those moves on him, what would have solved the problem as a faggot, what was his purpose in life. What's the purpose of his husband, the alpha? All these things came together in a flash. And I get this a lot, okay? I get this from alphas. I get this from faggots all the time. This light bulb moment. And I was so moved by it, you know. And I think part of the reason why I had this kind of influx of alphas this weekend contacting me out of nowhere is because they have run across the site just like Vinny did. And they read Vinny's post and they read these things and they were motivated to reach out to me to get a hold of the person who was writing these things that suddenly made things make sense. And I guess the point of this podcast tonight is that it's vitally important that you understand that this is not a joke. This is not a fetish. This is not something to masturbate to, although you can do that, okay? Well, not faggots, okay? You faggots should be locked up. Okay. If I gotta be locked up, you need to be locked up. But the main point of this website and the mission that I feel like I'm on with this website is it's one of education. It's one of coming down to the truth of our existence as men, as males in human society. You know, once we understand it and we think about it, meditate on it, we appreciate it, and these truths sink down in our hearts, we're motivated to fulfill that purpose, whatever it is, to the best of our ability. And I firmly believe that you cannot be, once you understand hierarchy and you understand and you've seen the light, you can't go backwards. You can't. You have to move forward into it. Go to the light, Carol Ann. Okay? Go to the light. And you need to fulfill whatever it is that you are supposed to do to the best of your ability. It should be an overriding concern for you from then on, you know. I see so many, particularly faggots, shrink back from it. They get scared or whatever, and they shrink away from the truth about what they are. And I get it. But you're going to end up feeling unfulfilled. And it's the same with alphas. And I see this a lot of times with alphas. They think that, you know, I'm alpha, and they just go on about their life. And they don't incorporate it into their existence as alphas. I had one alpha over the weekend who said that that he viewed, I thought this is very interesting, he viewed alphahood, his alphahood, as more than sex or sexuality, that he viewed it as an all-encompassing journey toward perfection of the mental and emotional states of a man. I mean, think about that. See what I'm talking about with these alphas? I've been talking, like, don't you think that's kind of a profound thing to, for an alpha to say? I do, you know. When he said that, I was kind of flabbergasted by it because I don't think I've ever heard an alpha say the things that I have often hoped in with alphas that I've known, is that they would grow into the superheroes of our world that they're born to be. You know, if they don't choose to use faggots or fuck faggots or whatever, you know, that's one thing. But the taking seriously of the mantle of alphahood as a commission by nature to be a better man, to be a leader, to be someone who protects the weak and assists the broken. I've said this before on this podcast. I just can't, you know, express it enough. And I think this alpha said it better than I could, is that alphahood is not just somebody saying I'm alpha on an internet website or on Twitter or in FinDom or whatever. It's not, alphahood is not just that, or having nice feet or having big muscles or something, you know, or having a big dick. Alphahood is the entire man as a superior being. And with a faggot, it's not just sucking dick or kissing some alpha's feet or, you know, cleaning a toilet. Those things are outcroppings of being a faggot, right? But ultimately, being a faggot is understanding your place in hierarchy and appreciating it, and then reducing yourself to that useful tool for superior men. Giving up yourself for the glory and the usefulness of superior men. And you know, ultimately, I think what it comes down to is that on both counts, it's about digging down deep within yourself and letting the light of hierarchy shine in all the dark places inside of yourself. Because hierarchical light is pure, and it's very bright, and it's very clean, and it's very true. And once you see the light, and you let the light come inside of your life, there should be nothing left. There's nowhere for you to hide anymore. There's nowhere for you to make excuses. You are what you are. The light exposes you for what you are. What are you going to do with it? Is the question. So many people just stop at the basics of, you know, their purpose. But I'm talking about the deeper truth of hierarchy. It's irrefutable, you know. It's the foundation of our world. And you're a part of it, and so am I. We're all playing a part. But how seriously are you taking it? Are you content to just masturbate to things you see online? Are you content showing your feet once in a while online and having faggots masturbate to it? Like, is that it? I mean, it's cheap. All that stuff is just the surface, you know. Hierarchy goes much deeper than that, you know. And you're not going to, you're just, it's not going to be a rewarding, life-changing, life-affirming experience if that surface level is all you get. And that's what I got out of this weekend. I've been big on, like, truth and purpose and light this weekend, you know. And I've really felt like this weekend was another kind of step forward for me personally in my appreciation for these things. Because I have been on a journey since my cancer episode, my near death from cancer, I've just been on a journey, and it's getting more intense as time goes on. I feel it changing me, you know, for the better, and I feel like I'm coasting on a wave through the universe, basically. And it feels very good, you know, to be in touch with that kind of sensibility, you know. And I want everybody to experience that. I want everybody to kind of get in touch with the truth. The truth, you know, the truth will set you free is a common expression. It's true. That expression is true. So accept the truth about yourself, embrace your purpose, and you will be on the journey with me, you know, and we can get to a better place, a pure place, you know, together. So anyway, well, this was kind of a I don't know, rambling episode. I hope it makes some sort of sense, but I just this has been kind of nagging at me, and I just wanted to get it out. Sometimes with creative things, you just have to get it out of you so you can examine it and play with it, you know? So I just vomited that onto the podcast. Speaking of the universe, I just want to say that I'm going to say a little prayer in my heart for baby boy who is taking a very important test today. And I am just asking the universe to help him. I love him, and I love you guys. And I hope you have a great night. I will talk to you soon, okay? Love you. Bye.